WTTS on demand.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Paul Mendenhall with Grammy-winning artist Derek Trucks of Derek Trucks Band fame. Derek also continues to play guitar with the Allman Brothers Band. Now, you did that at the Beacon Theater this year?
Yeah, it was a great run this year. The band, the last 5 years has really found its niche. It's a new thing, you know. It's been really fun.
Is Greg feeling better?
Yeah, I mean, he's out there working his solo record right now. He's in full swing. I mean, it takes a while to recover from a surgery like that, but he's getting stronger and stronger.
Oh, God, yeah, I would think so. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We are here to talk about this brand-new project that you guys have, that you have with your wife, Susan. Let me just start right there, because it seems like such, and I actually talked to you about this before, but it seems like such an odd thing that a Southern boy such as yourself should marry a Boston girl like Susan, and now you're trying to fuse the music together. How did you guys meet?
We actually met on the road the first year I was in the Allman Brothers. She was on tour, opening a lot of shows. So we met in New Orleans at the Sanger Theater, and it hit it off immediately. It was just such huge musical connections too, which is rare, because I'm pretty snobby music taste.
Are you?
Yeah, it ended a lot of relationships for me. I'm like, you know what? You cannot buy that record, or I'm out.
Okay, you brought this up. Give me one example of a piece of music, a record, an album that might have been a deal breaker in a relationship for you.
Oh, there's so many, man. You could go down the top 40 list, and it'd probably be about 38 of them.
Deal breaker. You sound like Todd that I work with here.
Added effect, you know.
Wow. Well, you got now the project is the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Now, why isn't it called the Trucks Tedeschi Band?
You know, I think it just rolls off the tongue better, and. You know, she always signs her name Susan Tedeschi Truck, so I'm so used to hearing it when we, you know, she's the lead singer, man.
Okay.
She needs to be right out front. I'll be the band leader from behind the curtain.
Now, you guys have an 11-piece ensemble, and the way it looks like on the album cover to me, it looks like some of her guys and some of your guys. How did you put all this together?
You know, we thought long and hard about it, and, having a studio behind her house, we, for the better part of a year, we're writing and recording and just working with different musicians and trying to find that chemistry. And right around New Year's and about a month before that, when we started cutting the record, we felt like we had finally found the band we were looking for. And it's strong, man. It's a force.
Working with your wife and then you're right there, the studio is in back of your house. Is that too much togetherness?
I think we're trying to buck that trend and that thought process. I really feel like, I grew up on the road. I grew up around rock and roll bands and, you know, ones that have long, storied, crazy histories. And the one thing I notice is there's a lot of broken families, you know. And my family, my parents, my brothers and sisters were all extremely close still. And we did everything together. So I feel like too much is better than not enough.
Tell me a little bit about the song we're going to play here called Learn How to Love. It's the ninth track, I think, on the album?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tune that it's one of the last songs we finished on the record, but about a month into putting the band together, we had our friend Eric Krasno, great guitar player from a band called Soul Live, and a drummer he plays with Adam Deitch come down, and me and Oteel and Kofi and those two and Susan just played for 2 days straight and probably had about 40 plus song ideas, and that was just a groove that was sitting there. And about a week before we started recording the record, Eric came down to the house and we re-listened to those tapes and finished that tune. And it turned out it's just a fun tune to play. You know, it's got a little of that juke joint barrel house feel, little corn liquor knife fight. It's a fun one.
Spoken like a man who's been there.
That's right. Who's been to Mississippi?
It's great. Tell me about. Let's see. You're talking about Eric here a second ago, and also I want to hear a little bit about your. You've got a famous producer here.
Yeah, Jim Scott was amazing. You know, he came down to our house, and I was one to record it here at our home studio, and he was open to the idea, but I think like anybody would. you have a home studio, sure, let's see what that's about. Because he's got an amazing studio in California. And he came down and loved the space. It's really similar to his. We have the same old vintage 1970s recording console. And so he felt right at home and jumped in and gave us an idea to build a big vocal booth for Susan so she would feel comfortable and could record everything live with the band. And he's just such a pro, such great sounds between him and Bobby Tees, who helped me build the studio. They got some world-class sounds. And
so you did a lot of live recording then?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the vocals, at least portions, a lot of the vocals are live. A lot of Susan's guitar stuff is live. Really, all the tracking is live. Some of the solos are overdubbed, but for the most part, it's there's really no tricks with a record like this.
All right, and finally here, this says that Revelator is the debut album for the Tedeschi Trucx band. Obviously, you must be planning or thinking in the back of your mind there are going to be some more of these projects.
Yeah, you know, and the beauty of this one is I think we ended up with about 30-plus tunes that were finished and a bunch more ideas, and a lot of songs we really loved didn't make the record just because it was either too similar to a song that was on it or we just ran out of time. So we have a head start, and I'm ready to get back to it. Yesterday was release day, which means next week we should start cutting the next record probably. So that's for the weary.
You going to hit the road with it?
Yeah, we're hitting the road on Friday. Actually, the kids get out of school Friday, so the tour bus will pick them up, and we head to Richmond, Virginia, do about 2 weeks in the States, and then we go to Europe for a few weeks, and then back at it. We're going to grind it out the rest of the year. 11 piece band. There's a lot of mouths to feed, so we got.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, yeah. No kidding, man. Well, it seems like, you know, a lot of artists at this point are cutting back to seeing how they can get by without taking a lot of musicians out. And there, you guys. Yeah, 11 piece. Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit of insanity, but I think when people see that, they realize it's a labor of love. So I think people appreciate that, and we're keeping down unemployment. A lot of people on the road.
Hey, Derek, man, it's really fun talking to you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good luck with this.
Yeah, man, thank you.
WTTS. On demand.